but they are in a much tougher situation now than they were on September 1st. Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us. Before I get to the Jay Stoughton, you ever had a bike stolen?
I have had a bike stolen, yeah.
How old were you?
I was about 33.
Still rattling, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Stole a couple computers from inside my house and my computer bag and then went away on my bike.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of the computers belonged to a former employer, so it didn't hurt me too badly.
Getting the bike stolen, that's rattling. Rattling.
It's not cool.
Ugh. Now, did you ever own a BMX bike?
I sure did, yeah.
Kuhara?
I have no idea. I was six.
Oh, buddy, Kuhara is sick. It's probably a Kuhara. They're the best bike going. Money.
I hope it was.
Now, do you know, in Edmonton, I just found out this today, and then we'll get to baseball, but I just found out that they have BMX racing, which is fine, but they have a dad's division, like 30 to 39 and then 40 plus. Would you, if you had that available in Toronto, would you go race in a BMX dad or, you know, plus 30 division race?
No, but I would drink a beer and watch.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what I thought. That would be pure entertainment.
I think it would be terrific, yeah.
Oh, watching guys relive their youth, thinking they could hit the tabletop jump, completely missing it and sprawling all out. That's exactly what I envision. So it's kind of been a car crash right now for the month of September for the Jays. You can't turn away, but it's been ugly at times.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, you can't turn away at the start of the game, but sometimes by the end of the game, you're ready to turn away. It's been pretty terrible. Like you said, they're falling apart. And I hate to use that sort of phrase as though it necessarily is ongoing and they can't, you know, in the game tonight, come out and look better and start, you know, turning things around, because I think they can. But it's been real rough these last few games, you know, these last 2 weeks, basically.
So you've watched this team all season long, and you know that they're obviously not every faction of a team is going to be going together at the right time. But this team has a lot of guys who are confident to play, Andrew. And this past week, collectively as a group, I don't know if I've ever seen them look so lacking in confidence at the plate by an entire group.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I mean, it's a strange thing, but I mean, when you take away Josh Donaldson, who we take so for granted, and you know, is just such an incredible player, and sort of really came to the Blue Jays and hit the ground running, and has just been like clockwork. He's great. He does great things on the field and at the plate. Won the MVP last year, and we still. I know that in my coverage of him, and the, you know, I do a podcast and I talk about it on radio. It's like this one. He doesn't come up nearly enough for all the incredible things he does for the team. And so take him away, and even though he was in the lineup for much of these 2 weeks, he just hasn't been the same player. It's a huge blow. And so is the fact that Jose Bautista still hasn't gotten on track yet. And, you know, his eye is there, but you wonder about the power in terms of he's coming off the knee injury and the toe injury, and I wonder if that's impacting his ability to drive the ball. And those are two huge hitters for this team. Tulo and Edwin have been fine, and Travis has been okay. But you know, the other guys aren't really there to carry this lineup. And so without Bautista and Donaldson, it's tough.
Any update on Donaldson and the MRI?
Not that I've seen as yet. I think people are holding their breath until that comes out, right? I mean, that hip injuries are. Pretty major things for the most part, I think. I mean, I don't want to play doctor too much, but you worry about what his availability is going to be going forward. And I mean, it changes the team dramatically. But, you know, he was saying yesterday that the hope was that he could play today. And I'm skeptical of that. I haven't seen the lineup yet. That hasn't come out yet. But, I mean, it's still possible. There's, you know, it's still maybe he'll end up, you know, feeling better. The treatment will start working a little bit, but it's a concern. That's the MVP. Not a lot of teams can withstand losing the American League MVP and having him out of the lineup.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joined us. And, hey, you don't have to be a doctor to realize much of your power starts in your hips, right? That's where a lot of – whether it's throwing motion or batting motion. So, yeah, if you've got any sort of issue in there, it's going to affect you pretty much in it, whether it's at the plate, the defense, swinging, everything, throwing. So it'll be very tough. So you look at the Jays' schedule now, and I guess before we look ahead to taking on the Angels, Tampa Bay – can you explain why? Like, is it just one of those things? Because they dominate the Jays.
I think it's just one of those things. I mean, the faces change on Tampa. The manager's different now than he was a couple of years ago. The pitching staff is quite different. There's lots of guys. You know, Longoria's still there. Chris Archer's been around for a while. They didn't even face him last time. But a lot of these guys, they're different. They're different Rays players than other Rays teams that have beaten the Jays, and the Jays just can't, for whatever reason, seem to figure them out. I mean, if I had an answer to why that is, I would be demanding a lot of money for it, but I don't know if anybody does. It's one of those things.
J.A. Happ on the mound tonight. He's 18-4. He's looking for his 19th victory, going up against Wright, who doesn't have a win yet as a starting pitcher, 0-2 so far this season. It's obvious these are games they have to win. And, you know, you look at Estrada, who was just – he was balling last night for the first few innings and then unfortunately fell apart, and maybe it's his back. Who knows? But if anybody's going to kind of stem the tide, there's probably no better pitcher to have on the mound right now than Happ.
Yeah, especially with Aaron Sanchez not available because of the blister and because of the way they're watching his innings. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, especially if you look forward, it's Dickey and Liriano to finish off this series on Friday and Saturday. So not finishing off the series. But, yeah, like those two guys are a little bit scary, I think, for Jays fans, even though Liriano looks really good in his previous start, but to have Happ on the hill to get the series started off on the right note, I think is big for them. They just have to go out and do it, especially at the plate. That's been such the problem. I mean, it's easy to scrutinize the pitchers. I think Stroman made a mistake in his last start that cost them a game. Giving up a 3-run home run, but they have had such little margin for error just because the team hasn't been hitting and hasn't been able to produce runs and. That's going to be the big difference. And I think they have a good opportunity to feast on Angels pitching, and hopefully they take advantage of it.
Andrew Stoughton joins us. With Donaldson in or out, that'll obviously impact some things. You mentioned Jose Bautista. The way he's going right now, do you have no choice but to just play through it with him? Do you think a day off would help? What would you do if you were John Gibbons?
Yeah, I think you have to play through it with him. It might get interesting if Donaldson, comes back and needs to be a DH, because I don't particularly like seeing Bautista in the outfield at this point. But watching some of the routes Michael Saunders takes, maybe it's not that huge a drop off from Saunders to Bautista anyway, or from Melvin Upton to Bautista. We've seen him have some bad games as well. So I like that Bautista still taking his walks. And I think, if you look at some of the exit velocities, which is, the newfangled thing that the people have been doing this year with MLB's StatCast, Bautista has hit the ball hard, I think, lately, and just really hasn't seen a lot of results. But he's still, hitting the ball hard is one thing, but, he's not driving it over the fence. And that's really what you need him to do. But still, I think he's a valuable hitter for the team when he, is able to get on base for some of those other guys. Who just unfortunately haven't been coming through either.
Anaheim had their way with Toronto, winning that series the last time they were through town. They've obviously got some dangerous players, none more than Trout and even Albert Pujols still at this juncture. But what you saw in that series is, like, the Jays, obviously they got to hit the ball. But if and I know they can't change and suddenly play small ball. That's not who they are at the plate. And so I guess they're stuck with it. But if the Jays are going to get out of it, can they only swing their way out of this, Andrew? Or what is there just a different approach? Do they have to be more aggressive on first pitches? What are you seeing, with all their struggles at the plate?
I think they came out swinging the other day against Tampa, and that maybe helped to an extent. I know we saw, a little bit of small ball early on yesterday's game as well. I'm not a huge small ball guy, but just because I think giving away outs is counterproductive almost always. But yeah, I mean, when you just can't get runs on the board, I think you're sort of seeing them resort to that, and it's out of that kind of desperation that that they have because of the funk that they're in. But I mean, I think you're right in saying that, you know, I think they have to hit their way out of this, and they've got a good opportunity here with the pitching staff that they're coming up against. But yeah, I mean, it's hard, like you also say, it's hard to ask them to do something different and to ask them to be players that are different than what got them to the big leagues. You know, it's really easy to look at all the strikeouts and the guys, you know, they're swinging for the fences too much. But that's what makes, you know, a lot of these guys really successful. And just in midstream, I think to switch that up and to abandon what's made you successful is not necessarily the best idea. As tempting as it might be for fans to think, you know, geez, you got to do something different.
So with Aaron Sanchez missing his next start, what's the rotation going to be this weekend for the Jays?
This weekend, like you say, we said they have Hap tonight, and then it's Dickey and Liriano, and then Stroman on Sunday. That's the rotation right now. That's the healthy rotation, especially now we're hearing, you know, Mark Lestrada, though you're right, he was fantastic for a couple innings in his last time out. He's been pitching with the herniated disc in his back. Which you can kind of tell. I mean, he just hasn't been the same guy here in the second half. So, you know, they have a great opportunity, I think. They're in a pitcher's park in Anaheim, which maybe doesn't bode well for their hitters. But it should keep the ball in the yard, which has been a problem for Stroman. And, you know, it's always a concern with Dickey. So maybe that helps them. And you know, I think they're getting down to the time where they just have to get it done.
Marcus Stroman, one last one for you. Like last season, you know, and I got ripped apart earlier in the year when I said, you know what, if I was the Jays and there was a big offer for Stroman, I'd seriously contemplate it because I just success of that small of pitchers is kind of rare. Now, I know he's kind of had an up-and-down season. Where do you stand on Stroman? Do you think he's a guy who could be a solid three? Is he a two? What do you think he is long-term?
Yeah, I think a three for sure. I mean, I think some of what people were projecting on him was maybe a bit much when you were looking at, you know, the stuff is he has a lot of different. He's got a lot of pitches. He's got a big arsenal, but it's not you know, Aaron Sanchez type stuff where everything is, you know, or at least that one pitch is just basically unhittable. But I think he could be a really effective starter. He's got to keep the ball down. He's got to keep the ball out of the seats beyond the fences, right? I mean, the home runs have been a problem for him, and that was always the knock, like you say. You know, a smaller pitcher is going to have trouble. I mean, the plane on his fastball just doesn't have that natural tilt that is going to make it difficult for hitters to hit out of the yard. You know, if he doesn't have downward movement, it comes in real flat, and that's not ideal. But I think he's shown in a lot of starts this year, and yeah, he's been up and down. But I think he's been better in the second half than I think maybe people realize. I think there've been some extenuating circumstances, some bad defense behind him. You know, the odd mistake rather than, you know, him just pitching poorly overall. That show that I think he can really be an effective starter, and that's maybe faint praise considering what I think a lot of people thought about him last year and going into this year. But that's really huge. I mean, having a solid number three who maybe sometimes looks like a number two is a great thing, and I'll absolutely take that any day of the week.
So where do you think today the Jays finish? AL East champs, hosting a wild card, playing on the road in the wild card, missing altogether?
I mean, to fully be a homer, I think they can come back and win the division. I still think, you know, you have those three big games in Boston at the end of the season. And you know, I think that they are a better team than they've been over the last 2 weeks. I think we saw that over the first 130 games of the season. I don't know how much I believe it, but I'll say that they'll win the division. I mean, we'll see. But they're definitely capable of more, and I don't think that people should redefine what they think this team is based on the last 2 weeks. They have a whole season worth of work to show what they are, and it's a lot better than this team that just can't scratch across a run and has been struggling with the bullpen and and everything else that's been going on.
Yeah, the entire offensive struggles to me lately, that's been the biggest surprise. And I know Jays fans are hoping that a trip out west, where it's just a better part of the country, let's not kid ourselves, will help them be better. Stoughton, is always good to talk to you, man. Hopefully you find your computers and bikes sometime.
Thank you very much, man.